The Lord be with you. I'm Grace Klaus, if you haven't met me yet. I am one of two chaplains of discipleship this year. The other is my husband, Dan, who also, if you haven't met him, you should get to know him. I think he's a great guy, and also he makes incredible chocolate chip cookies. A few of you have tasted them, so the rest of you should taste them too and testify to that. This morning I have three announcements before we dive into Romans. The first is an announcement for women. Women's small group signups start today. So if you go, that's right. If you go online today after chapel to grow.hope.edu and click on the link there, you can sign up. Signups only run through Friday at noon, so make sure you do that this week. Second announcement is for freshmen and first-year students or new transfers. Tonight at 7:30, we're trying a new event. We're inviting you all here to Dimnant to learn about some of the opportunities through campus ministries and other organizations in the area. There will be cookies, unfortunately not made by Dan, but by catering, which is also really delicious. And then the third announcement is about spring break immersion trips. If you're interested in being a leader for those, the applications are now online also at grow.hope.edu. Applications are accepted through Friday the 13th. That's a bad day, but so two more Fridays you've got to apply to be a leader. So announcements out of the way. Now Romans. If you came to the gathering last night, you heard Trigvi preach on a part of Romans chapter 1. We're going to revisit that same passage today, but from a slightly different angle. So listen with me to the word of the Lord as it comes to us from Paul's letter to the Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his son, who is descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. Called to belong to Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Now, all of that was one sentence, and it's not even the end of the sentence, so there's a lot of stuff there, and we're just going to zoom in on that very last bit, called to belong to Jesus Christ. Can I get a show of hands? How many of you during your time at Hope have talked about calling? Hope College is really big on calling, which is a great thing. Calling implies someone who's doing the calling, namely God, who is inviting us to inhabit a certain space, a way of life. Calling gives our lives purpose and meaning. But sometimes we start to use calling as just a synonym for job. It reduces the meaning. We just throw it around lightly. It's kind of a way to indicate to our friends that we're consulting God about our future, even when we're really not. Can I get another show of hands? How many of you are in the middle of trying to figure out your calling right now? Maybe you're kind of right at the beginning of that. You are trying to decide what major to declare, or maybe you're somewhere in the middle wondering what classes or internships will help you clarify your sense of what you'd like to do with your life. Or maybe you're right at the end and you are applying to jobs and graduate schools and are totally overwhelmed by the number of possibilities that lie there for you. Calling is hard. It's not easy to hear the voice of God and get a sense of where he would like you to be. It's a difficult thing, something that college provides a space for us to do, something that we sort through with our friends and professors, and that we bring before God as we think about it. So I want to share with you a little about my own story of calling. There may be some of you here for whom you have known your entire lives what you've wanted to do. I am not one of those people. It takes me a long time to get a sense of where I should be going. This was true even when I was a kid. So I'm going to show you a few of my possible careers as a child. The first was a ballerina. Here I am at my grandparents' house showing off my dancing skills. They did not go far, as anybody who has seen me at a wedding could probably attest to. Another option for me was an artist. I think I kind of have like the artist cool vibe down here. I have like this smug irony on my face. I know you like my drawing, but I'm not going to show you that I like that you like my drawing. And if you look really closely, you can see that the lady has four sets of pupils. So that's probably where the artist possibility ended. So all kidding aside, even into college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was an English major and a math minor, totally different because I didn't know which I would be ending up doing. Then I was led to seminary where I thought, okay, maybe I could go into Christian publishing, maybe I could be a writer, or do I want to be a professor or a pastor? All of these options lay before me, and I had no idea. Eventually, Dan and I got married, and now we feel a sense that God is calling us to be co-pastors. But as some of you know, we still have a semester left at Western Seminary, and we're not entirely sure what kind of lies on the far side of graduation. So I'm with you in this. I know that calling is hard and that sorting through this is really difficult. There's a lot to listen for, a lot to figure out. But I think there's one aspect of calling that is very, very simple. And I want to show you one more picture that I think represents the simplicity, really, of our calling. This is my baptism. We are ultimately called to belong to Jesus Christ. That's what Paul says in Romans, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. We're not necessarily called to do something, to be artists or dancers or teachers or PTs or any other job. We're not called to do something. We are called to be something. We're called to belong to Jesus Christ. We are members of the people of God, and the invitation that God is offering to us is to live into the membership of God's people. We are called to belong to Jesus Christ. So, in the midst of whatever confusion you have about declaring your major, in the midst of weighing the job applications, the internship possibilities, in the midst of thinking that the girl down the hall is more Christian than you because she seems to have a sense of what God is calling her to, while you have absolutely no idea, in the midst of having trouble reading because your mind is flooded with questions about, what am I doing here? What am I doing with my life? Cling to this. Cling to who you are. You are a follower of Jesus, and he has claimed you. So claim that for yourself. You belong to Jesus Christ. Say that with me. Say I, though. I belong to Jesus Christ. I belong to Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord, you have claimed this people as your own. We belong to you. We pray that as students work through all of the possibilities, that you would make your voice very, very clear, and that you would also make our ears very ready to hear your call. But even when we can't hear, Lord, assure every student here, every staff member, every professor, every person in this room, that their ultimate calling is to belong to you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Go in peace.